Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the growing problem of elder abuse during this World Elder Abuse Awareness Month. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Yes, World Elder Abuse Month is the month of June. It's recognized each year. It was launched in 2006 by the World Health Organization and the International Network for the Prevention of Elder Abuse to raise awareness of the abuse, neglect, and exploitation experienced by millions of older adults around the globe. In a press release released by Eau Claire County Human Services, they say that elder abuse affects individuals across all backgrounds, income levels, and care settings, including private homes, assisted living facilities, and nursing homes. Sadly, they say, many suffer in silence, and too often those responsible are not held accountable. June 15th marked World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, which the press release says serves as a powerful reminder to recognize the signs, report concerns, and support policies and systems that protect our aging population. To learn more about the problem of elder abuse during this Elder Abuse Awareness Month, I spoke recently with Nancy Welzine, social work manager for Eau Claire County Department of Human Services, and began by asking her, Nancy, unfortunately, this is a growing problem, huh?
It is. I'd like to believe that prior to COVID, our numbers were much lower, but I believe they were unreported cases. But since 2000, the calls that Eau Claire County has received regarding elder abuse and neglect have increased by over 200%.
Who do you get the calls from?
It can be anyone. So there could be professionals such as doctors, law enforcement, fire and rescue. It could be neighbors, adult children. And sometimes it's concerned citizens. So it may be somebody who's witnessed something out in the community and they will call in something. Also, banking institutions are a big resource for us.
So when we talk abuse, what kind of abuse are we talking? What's kind of the range of what we're talking about?
Sure. So when we talk about abuse, often it's physical, emotional, sexual, and financial. So those are kind of the main areas of abuse that we focus on, as well as neglect. So care providers neglecting others, or self-neglect by the individual, not meeting their own needs.
And, I mean, I'm sure it's hard to generalize this, but, I mean, who are we talking about? What's the range of abusers, of who they are?
The people being abused?
No. Who's doing the abuse?
Okay. Yeah. So it can be a family member, an acquaintance. It could be a care provider, whether it be an informal care provider or a formal care provider. So it could be anyone. Mm-hmm. Often family members.
Why is June 15th, how does that happen to be the day each year that World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is taking place?
That was actually established several years ago, so I can't say on why they chose that day, but they did choose that day as World Elder Abuse Day, so we would all recognize it the same date every year.
This is a global problem.
It is. It truly is.
Okay, and it affects people, all backgrounds, all income levels. This is not just the poor. This is rich and poor.
That's correct. One's socioeconomic status has nothing to do with who will or won't be scammed or abused.
So to mark this year's observance, the Eau Claire City County Health Department, you actually placed 610 purple flags outside of your entrance. Why?
So during 2024, Eau Claire County Department of Human Services received 610 referrals for elder abuse. So that represents each alleged case of elder abuse.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot.
It is.
And I mean, does everyone pan out, or I mean, how does that work? I mean, the people are taking the time, energy, and effort to get a hold of you. And so on the one hand, one would suspect, well, there's probably more than that. But then, are these all legit or?
Well, out of the 610, approximately 150 were screened out. And so we have a process where we either move forward or we don't with investigations. And there's criteria that have to be met. And sometimes it's a concerned person calling in and they don't have all the information. And so the person really, what they're calling in and what may be going on is very different. So they get screened out. And it could be the caller may not be aware that the individual is under various court orders or affiliations and is already receiving services and they're just not aware of it. And then sometimes, of course, people call as concerned citizens and they just don't know all of the circumstances.
Why do you think this is the growing problem that it is?
Well, I think we're at a very interesting time. We're coming to the end of the baby boomers retiring. And so we're seeing the surge of population with folks over the age of 60, as well as individuals having much more complex needs. So you may encounter someone who is aging and they may have significant health needs, but they also have significant mental health and substance use issues as well. So that can be a very interesting combination on how to support people.
And you have 10 facts everyone should know. So if everyone should know them, we should probably at least talk about them, huh? So,
probably.
First of all, you say approximately 1 in 6 adults over the age of 60 have experienced abuse in a community setting within the past year, according to the World Health Organization. So that's a global number?
That is a global number.
Our subject on this edition of Chippewa Valley this week is elder abuse during this Elder Abuse Awareness Month of June. I'm Mark Halverson. Our guest this week is Nancy Welzine, Social Work Manager with the Eau Claire County Department of Human Services. Here on WWIB and WOGO. Is this your full-time focus as a social work manager, or what do you and your team try to do in relation to this?
So at Eau Claire County Adult Protective Services, I manage 6 individuals, and they have a variety of duty. The majority of their work is investigations, and then the other portion of their work is petitioning for guardianships and protective placements and all the court work associated with that. So it's probably a 60-40 split, give or take.
Okay. Secondly, abuse happens in every setting, from private homes to long-term care facilities.
Yes. I think we've seen a big increase with calls regarding people that are in placements, and I think that's due to lack of staff turnover and inability to train staff properly.
Mm-hmm. Also, number 3, 2 out of 3 staff in institutional settings have admitted to committing abuse. That's a stunning number.
It is. It is. I think, again, it goes back to training. I think there's very few times that people intend to cause harm, but I don't think that there's been enough training so people understand that their actions have consequences.
And so, I mean, how does that leave us on the outside looking in at long-term care facilities? And they're right, there's memory care, there's all sorts of them here in the Chippewa Valley, throughout western
right.
Wisconsin, where we've got, you know, listeners. And so what would you advise people as they look to make the best choice they can if they feel like, you know, grandma or grandpa is going to go beyond, their needs are beyond what they could do privately?
I would encourage people to go to the GWAR website, and that's the guardianship website for the state of Wisconsin. And on there, they have resources, and they do have checklists, what to look for in care facilities. And it helps you kind of break down and think about what type of facility might meet somebody's need the most effectively.
The GWAR website is at gwaar.org. That's gwaar.org, gwaar.org. Fourth on the list of top 10 facts that everyone should know about elder abuse, according to the Eau Claire County Human Services Department, is Abusers are often people the older adult knows, caregivers, family members, or service providers.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I think for the most part, those that they are individuals that are well known to the individual, unless it's a romance scam or like a computer takeover situation or things of that. Truly, it's individuals that they already trust for the majority of the time.
Of all the different kinds of abuse, I mean, is there kind of like what's the most common and then kind of can you rank them or?
Sure. Well, I can't really rank them, but I'd say that self-neglect is very common. And that's often, you know, we work with individuals who don't realize, or if they do realize, they don't want to acknowledge the care, the additional care needs that they may have or the service needs. And I think I can understand that happening because typically all change occurs gradually, right? So one day what turns out to be maybe a sore back later turns out to be a much larger medical issue, and perhaps they need a great deal of care in the home. So it's kind of that gradual factor. So I think self-neglect is common. I think after that, I would have to say probably financial exploitation. And that has to do with the significant increase in scams. We see a lot of romance scam, Bitcoin scams. On occasion, we'll see families that maybe misappropriate funds from the seniors. And, you know, perhaps they move money from bank accounts, et cetera, into other accounts, things of that nature. And then after that, I would say it would be neglect. And I think that's most often seen where a care provider is either unable or unavailable to provide the cares that the individual really requires to stay safe.
So is there a sense in which you the first of those, though, was self-neglect?
Right.
But that kind of extends out to the caretaker is allowing that self-neglect, you know, without intervening?
No, you know, many of our seniors over the age of 60 live independently in their own home. And I think what happens, or in their own home or apartment, what happens is that they have a gradual decline. And I think people like to manage things. In Wisconsin, we're pretty fiercely independent. Mm-hmm. And people try to manage things on their own. And I think there are at points where it becomes overwhelming and the individual is no longer able to really ensure their health and safety. So it may be they're unable to provide their own grocery shopping, house cleaning, bathing, grooming, things of that nature. But it's typically a real gradual thing. And it's usually because of their fierce independence where they're attempting to really maintain their independence and be self-sufficient.
So just trying to understand this then, I mean, when you talk about elder abuse, I mean, some of it is like against themselves?
Yeah. So self-neglect, that would be abuse against yourself. It's a lack of ensuring your own health and safety.
So when we talk about the problem of elder abuse, it's we shouldn't immediately think of one individual perpetrating this against another. It starts with, I mean, you're telling me the most common type is self-neglect.
Yes.
Nancy Welzine, Eau Claire County Social Work Manager for the Department of Human Services, our guest on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week as we deal with the problem, the growing problem of elder abuse during this Elder Abuse Awareness Month. We'll continue with part two of our conversation with Nancy on next Sunday's Chippewa Valley This Week here, a public affairs program on WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.